You see it on the chicken you buy at the supermarket, the words free range. What exactly does that mean, though? NPR's Noah Adams found out when he reported a story in Southwest Michigan.
I went to the small towns and some farms close by Lake Michigan. The story, it was about a local restaurant that closed down, and I wanted to meet some of the suppliers. I love that farmhouse screen door sound. Outside, on top of lots of snow, the dogs and goats and turkeys and geese and a mule were having a playful afternoon in the sun. This particular farm has been organic since 1971. They sell vegetables and fruits, flowers, at farm markets and to stores. And I got to ride in Mike O'Brien's truck to another farm. He raises organic meat. We walked around on the icy paths that his cattle had made. The real ground was maybe a foot and a half below us, but O'Brien could imagine the grass getting set to grow. And when he talked about what would happen in spring, he was talking about free range and grass-fed. This is a guy who says you are what you eat, eats. The baby chickens, he said, put them in the field for the first time and marvel.
You know, they're out there on that grass, and for a few minutes they stand there wide-eyed kind of looking around, and then they peck at the ground and get their first leaves of grass or clover, and it's instantly you realize that that animal knows it's not supposed to be indoors.
And the piglets, their turn will soon come.
We buy our baby pigs from some Amish farmers, but we also buy a few once in a while from guys who raise them in confinement. And you take those baby pigs and you push them off the trailer and they hit the ground and they stand there splayed, looking around with big eyes, and then they smell the ground and they just go crazy. Their tails start wagging like little puppies, you know, and down their nose goes into the dirt.
Mike O'Brien of Providence Farms likes to hold these images in his mind. He says he finds it helpful.
You know, when you've had 8 feet of snow and it lines are frozen and, you know, your tractor gets stuck or won't start, you kind of scratch your head and wonder why you're doing it.
Springtime and new grass in Michigan, just a bit more than a month away.
That's NPR's Noah Adams, an audio page from his reporter's notebook after a trip to Fenville, Michigan. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.